November 3rd, Thursday, 7:30 blurb. It's time to get our Yelp on with Michael from Yelp.com.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Welcome to November, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall is officially here. It was already here.
Well, yeah, winter's right around the corner.
Someone told me that the other day. They're like, winter's three consecutive days of temperatures below, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the good thing I do know about happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're talking about this week. The happiest of hours, actually, all over town. In our headline image, just looking at the picture, it makes me happy. It's a picture from Our Bar, which is down on First Street and Arlington.
Got a good burger there.
They do have a good burger. They have a lot of good food there, actually. And it's just a picture of all the beer taps that they have there.
Good times.
Yep, and they usually run a beer, burger, and shot special as well.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. So you could start happy hour there and get really happy. But if you're looking for something a bit more upscale.
And who isn't?
Maybe head down to California Avenue and check out Centro Bar and Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a bunch of really delicious small plates.
And it's a tapas place.
It is a tapas place. Mm-hmm. But like when you say tapas, I always think of Spain and Spanish food.
Right.
But so in America, we call these things small plates.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of small plates because you can eat a lot of different things. You can share them with friends, and it's just a lot of fun.
Variety is the spice of life.
That's right. And Yelper McKenna P, she is raving about their filthy fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These are some fingerling potatoes that they deep fry, top them with all sorts of deliciousness, queso fresco, and yeah, you need some in your life.
In my mouth.
That's right. I think they actually have an arrogant bastard cheese sauce on top.
Yeah. And so they have a good happy hour as well.
They do. And they usually have a featured cocktail that they offer along with it. But really anything at that bar is delicious.
Okay.
The Z Bar,
mm-hmm.
in case you haven't noticed, it is now blue and orange.
Yep.
And it is right there on South Virginia.
Yep.
Good old KJ is always mixing up something fresh. Oftentimes it's fruity too.
Yeah.
But every day, 50% off, you call it.
Cocktails there are very unique, very delicious.
They are. And they have a great selection of whiskey. If you're a whiskey drinker, they have a great selection of vodka and rum and everything else. And then they also have some usually a special $5 cocktail that they're rolling too.
Yeah, once a week.
Yeah. So make sure you check out the Z Bar for happy hour. The picture is just, it looks like summer in a glass. I know we're in fall, but.
Almost winter.
Feast, one that people may look at and say, wow, what a beautiful restaurant. That's only for special occasions. I can never go there.
No.
Actually, you can because they do happy hour daily.
Every day.
That's right. And Yelper Robert S. is talking about their 7-day-a-week happy hour and the half-price drinks that they do, as well as the great selection of appetizers, which includes their ahi poke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Also included in this issue is the Bighorn Bar and Grill up in Northwest Reno. Haley Stewart has done wonders to turn this place around into an incredible quality local neighborhood bar.
Mm-hmm.
Their happy hour deal is they've got a pick three menu that you could pick three appetizers and get them all on one plate and enjoy them as pretty much a meal. It's about $12 or something like that. For
fantastic.
Three. Amazing, amazing deal. The Yelper Emily S. was talking about that, as well as the great beer taps, focus on local spirits, and just a whole lot of fun. This week, a couple of really great things. We got Offbeats Festival starting this weekend.
Starting tonight.
That's right.
Tonight
Thursday.
At Cargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows everywhere all the way through Sunday. I think the last show doesn't end pretty much until midnight on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like over 120 bands. Just amazing. All weekend long, lots of music.
You can buy one wristband and go to all of it.
I bought my wristband.
Look at that.
They offered me a free one, and I said, nope, I'm going to buy it, support the cause.
That's a good deal.
I'm helping.
There you go. But if you're not going to be participating in Offbeats on Friday or Saturday, might I suggest Chemistry of the Cocktail, a great event at the Discovery Museum,
mm-hmm.
benefits them. They have all types of food and drink. You can get your tickets at the Discovery Museum website. But also, this weekend starts a show at Reno Little Theater called Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. Have you heard about this?
No.
These actors are going to do 30 plays in 60 minutes.
What?
And the list of plays that they're going to do are determined by the audience shouting them from a menu-type scenario.
Insane.
It's live theater at its finest, and if you haven't been to Reno Little Theater, it's off of
Wells.
Yeah, Wells and Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of tucked away there, but it's like a brand new building.
Yeah, it looks great.
The theater is amazing. The talent there is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that they're the 8th longest running community theater west of the Mississippi.
Yep, it's
and
true.
It's right here in our community.
Yep.
So lots to do this weekend, and if you're not doing any of that, go whiskey hunting, because November 11th is right around the corner. More on that at Yelp.com/weekly_Yelp, and we'll see you next week.